Hey everybody, it's Mike McCabe with Our Wisconsin Revolution. A tragic truth every American should be reflecting on is that the 21-year-old arrested for the recent mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder was born the very same year as the killings at Columbine High School. We've heard a generation's worth of official thoughts and prayers. The words ring hollow. They are no substitute for action on gun violence. We need sensible gun safety measures now, just as we needed them a generation ago. The majority of Americans support these reforms. The National Rifle Association doesn't. Elected officials are tuning out the public and taking their cues from the NRA. I see that Wisconsin's state assembly speaker says there's little that can be done to prevent mass shootings. He says all anyone can do is make arrests after the shooting stops. What he really means is that nothing will be done if he has anything to say about it. A great deal can be done, but he will do everything in his power to stop it from happening. There are numerous steps that could be taken right now, any of which would make communities safer and save lives. Universal background checks, mandatory 48-hour waiting periods before any gun purchases, providing time for law enforcement authorities to conduct those criminal background checks. Close the gun show or private sale loophole used to get around background checks. Raise the gun purchase age to 21. Require firearms dealers to keep weapons locked up prior to sale. Limit the number of firearms that can be purchased at one time or within a month. Prohibit anyone convicted of domestic violence from possessing a gun. Prohibit those on a terrorist watch list from buying guns. Red flag laws allowing a family member or the police to petition a court to take guns from those who are a danger to themselves or others. None of these responses to gun violence would stop people from hunting or prevent law-abiding citizens from owning guns. For that matter, banning military assault weapons like the AR-15 or the AK-47 wouldn't cramp any decent hunter's style. Neither would banning bump stocks that effectively turn an ordinary rifle into a machine gun. Likewise, there's no need for high-capacity magazines to hunt deer or other wild game. Any deer hunter who needs a magazine holding 10 or 15 rounds is a really bad hunter. Anyone who's ever hunted knows you rarely get more than one shot. If you take a second, you've got to hit it at a dead run. Emptying a high-capacity magazine would only prove you are a horribly bad shot. Now, you've got to show ID to vote or to buy Benadryl at the pharmacy, for crying out loud, but not to buy a gun. To drive a car, you have to complete driver training, pass a written exam, then take a behind-the-wheel test. You have to pay for a title and registration for your vehicle. You need to have proof of liability insurance, and you have to pass periodic vision tests to get your license renewed. As far as I'm concerned, there should be at least as many hoops to jump through for shooting as for driving, and more for both than for voting. My two cents. For Our Wisconsin Revolution, I'm Mike McCabe.